From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama speaking from Hanoi says the Vietnamese and the American people are embarking on a 100-year journey together. Whether the relationship involving the former enemy solidifies, Mr. Obama said his visit has put the pair on firmer footing for decades to come. Speaking earlier, he talked of the war the two countries fought 50 years ago.
So I come here mindful of the past, mindful of our difficult history, but focused on the future.
In the audience for President Obama's address today were more than 2,000 people, including some Vietnamese government officials. The speech also touched on the very sensitive topic of human rights, with Mr. Obama noting the rights to freedom of speech and the press, as well as the right to freedom of assembly, are enshrined in Vietnam's constitution. Greek authorities began the evacuation of the informal refugee camp in Idomeni at dawn this morning. At least 400 police officers were sent into the camp, which houses an estimated 8,400 people. Greek authorities promised no force will be used in evacuating refugees. What makes this evacuation different from smaller ones attempted in recent months is that Greek authorities have confirmed the location of 9 camps around Thessaloniki, so that migrants know where they're going and that new camps are ready and waiting for them. Senior members of the Afghan Taliban have reportedly met to choose a successor for their former leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, hours after President Obama on Monday confirmed his death in a U.S. drone strike in southwest Pakistan on Saturday. Mr. Obama said Monday the Taliban leader had rejected efforts by the Afghan government to seriously engage in peace talks and end the violence. He said the Taliban continues to plot and unleash attacks on American and coalition forces. This is VOA News.